Instagram, and SoundCloud.
Good afternoon, listeners. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. CJSF 90.1, the campus community radio station of Simon Fraser University. We respectfully acknowledge that we are broadcasting on the ancestral territories of the Coast Salish people, the Squamish, Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, the Coquitlam. If you want to find previous recordings from previous programmers, you can find us on the SoundCloud or the CJSF website. That's cjsf.ca if you've got an internet connection. We also are available on several social media platforms like Twitter, YouTube, maybe even Facebook, maybe Parler. Wait, is it still called Facebook or is it called Meta now? Anywho, big shout out to Nick Legassi. He was the program with the Wandering Rhythms that came on just before mine. Van Cumbia, be sure to check out his band, Mingwa. That's M-N-G-W-A. It's like a Van Cumbia, hip-shaking kind of music. A nine-armed mythical cat with like nine instrumentalists or musicians within that band. Maybe we'll start the show off with a little bit of music from them. Stay tuned.
We haven't been tapping into new areas of the brain. We've just been awakening the most ancient. This technology is simply a route to powers that conjurers and alchemists used centuries ago. Human race lost that knowledge and now I'm reclaiming it through virtual reality.
the trouble that turned into a struggle halfway across Alabama. Well, a hound broke down and left us all stranded in downtown Birmingham. Well, right away I bought me a through train ticket right across Mississippi clean. I was on that midnight flyer out of Birmingham smoking in a New Orleans. Somebody help me get out of Louisiana, just help me get to Houston town. There are people there who care a little about me and I won't let the poor boy down. Terminal gate. Sweet and low chariot, come down easy, taxi to the terminal zone. Cut your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone. Los Angeles, give me Norfolk, Virginia, side 14409. Tell the folks back home, this is the promised land, calling and the poor boys on the line. He would set us at the terminal gate. A swing low chariot, come down easy, taxi to the terminal zone. Cut your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone. Los Angeles, give me Norfolk, Virginia, side 14409. Tell the folks back home, this is the promised land, calling and the poor boys on the line.
Let's make a mistake tonight, concrete. Ticket to your show. Did you see me? Did you know? I was standing in the back room, with the lights down low. Thank you.
It's time for the internet headlines part of the program. Okay, so some headlines on the interwebs that caught my attention this past week was Rebecca Chobat's TikTok videos. They've made the algorithm because of the interest of budget-conscious shoppers with Dollar Tree dinners. Big long roads just bumper to bumper in the land of the Dutch, as their farmers over there protest their government seizing their land for redistribution. Kind of like communism. The Colored Dyes Holy Festival produced some very colorful short video clips. Scream VI hit theaters, a movie about a killer with a mask that looks like a screaming sad ghost face. Robert Barnes is representing Brooke Jackson in her court case against Pfizer for damages and injuries caused by the mRNA novel vaccine offered, mainly mandated to stop the COVID virus. Ooh, Australia, a gold-selling scandal with gold bars less than 99.99% purity. Yikes. Chris Rock did a comedy sketch, Silvergate Bank collapse, Rubini warning over the volume in stock market trading, Tucker Carlson played a videotape, yada yada yada, Matt Hancock in the UK, doop boop badoob, Jim Jordan, da-dee-dee-dee, ultra red Tesla release. It's a car with folding butterfly door wings, a teaser, and that was definitely trending more than the Tesla Model Y steering wheels falling off, or that salt ring around Tesla supposedly stopping the sensors to keep the Tesla from moving. It doesn't. People just like pouring out salt circles, I guess. And on that salty note, I can't do a full internet headlines because of Bill C-11 in Canada, we don't get to see the entire internet anymore. Oh well, and that's been the internet headlines that I've seen this past week.